Scott and Christine, here we go. Fifth and final hour of the Sam Schwartz Morning News coming to you from Broadcast House in beautiful Marshfield. And on the Wednesday edition of the South Shores Morning News, you know who we have in studio, Francesca. That's right. It's Love Bites. Our lifestyle coach is Francesca Luca. Love Bites, taking a bite out of love, one question at a time. Love Bites is sponsored by our great friends over at Meineke. Stop by Meineke's Hanover or Quincy location today for fast, reliable car care. Go with the name you know. Go with Meineke. All right, there she is. She's up on the YouTube feed as well. WHD Radio on YouTube. There she is, our lifestyle expert and lifestyle coach, Francesca Luca. Francesca, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. I missed you guys.
Well, we know. Yeah, you've been away on, I hope, a vacation.
It was a vacation,
oh,
yeah.
Very good.
Although I will tell you that there's a couple of listeners that did send me an email that they knew that you had popped in a repeat.
Oh, really?
So okay. They're listening anyway.
No, we appreciate that. No, we tried, it was good to hear those ones. It was
yeah,
some fun,
well, we've been doing it for a long time now, so.
Yeah, we had some good replays we had in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But now Francesca is really here.
I'm really here now. Yes.
This is not on tape. This is real. This is happening now. This is live radio in the very moment.
I'm sorry, I confessed.
Hey, that's okay.
I'm sorry that we gave it away.
No, you're like revealing a magician's secret here. The curtain has been
opened up. Power of radio.
All right, so here we are. But yeah, I can't fool it on YouTube for sure. I was going to have a cutout made of you and have it sitting in the chair. And I said people won't notice; they'll think that's Francesca. But I said I can't go through with it. All right, so here we are. You ready for another question?
I am ready to rock and roll.
All right, and of course, if you want to chime in, and also don't forget Wednesday wine after 9:30. So if you got things that are bothering you and you want to chime in, that's what the text line is there for. All texters are welcome. Please be kind and text in at 781-837-4900. Anytime you get the urge, text in 781-837-4900. All right, here we go. Let's see. Dear Francesca, believe it or not, 20 years ago, who's this from? It doesn't even say who it's from. I don't see it on here. Okay. Well, anyway, believe it or not, 20 years ago.
Maybe it's anonymous.
Okay. All right. I got divorced and my ex resurfaced with an email. It was a short marriage. Should never have happened. Should have been an affair, not a marriage. Bad fit. He drank and womanized. Oh, boy. I wasn't a perfect wife, but I didn't cheat or drink heavily. Without spilling all the details, there was a tragic ending, and we divorced after just 2 years. We were young. After his initial email, I responded, and then he responded back, thrilled that I had. I realized that I had still some deep wounds, and after thinking about this, I'm not interested in reconnecting on any level at all. I sent him back an email saying such, and that I wished him well. I've struggled with a response as I'm a kind person and I didn't want to be rude. It made me realize, though, that I deserve to set boundaries. This is more of a statement than a question. I want women out there to know that they are allowed to say how they feel. Don't have to be mean. Just be clear. Francesca, what do you think about that? Your thoughts, please.
Wow. Well, that's thank you, whoever you are. And bravo to you, my girlfriend, for being clear. You know, just because you had a history, and it doesn't sound like it was much of one, womanizing, drinking, right? It's he's not entitled to an all-access pass. Sometimes people mistake kindness with boundaries, or I should say no boundaries, right? Because that's what you kept talking about. You're a kind person. You're a nice person. But, you know, that's not necessarily healthy. And real kindness, as it sounds like that you did, is being honest enough to say, this doesn't serve me, instead of leading on with, you know, a nice kind of response that you don't even really mean, right? And also, I just want to mention that I think nostalgia is kind of a lie, which sort of the fact that it took you a couple days to kind of figure out what you wanted to do. Maybe you were rethinking things. You know, maybe I should be nice. Maybe I should get together with them, whatever it is. But if the fit was bad then, it's likely that it would be bad now. And even if it wasn't a fit just getting together, you said there was a tragic past. So you wouldn't want to, or I shouldn't say you wouldn't, I certainly would not want to reconnect with someone that, whether it be 20 years and they've changed or whatever else, I wouldn't want to do it. Why dig up that old crap?
Yep.
Right. So I'm not interested in reconnecting, period, is a complete sentence, right? That's what I feel. So, Rob, what are you thinking about all this?
No, I think it's fine if she does not want to. There's, you know, I think in the first one she wrote back, and I guess the guy was excited, so he wrote again. But, yeah, I think it's okay. And she said they have to be clear with what they want and how they feel. And so, yeah, I mean, it's up to you. You know, sometimes people do want to. They can be friends after and reconnect or just become friends in some way. But if one person doesn't want to, then that's the way it is. And this guy will have to accept that, I guess. But it sounds like there was a lot of, some issues.
Yeah. And that's true. I mean, sometimes I think that, well, I know you're friends with your ex-wife, right?
Sure.
All right.
And, sure, she
and
does the news.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. So, I mean, I think it can exist. I think that if you're going to be friends, well, I mean, she, first of all, it doesn't sound like she was writing in for necessarily a question, but just sort of more.
Just wanted to put it
little,
out there.
Little fodder, little, you know.
A good talking point. But it's
a good talking point, and it is good. It is good. Right. It's good for women to know that they don't need to reconnect. I mean, you know, I want to mention something. My best friend, she can't listen because she's working, so this is a good thing.
Okay. All right, this is Francesca's best friend.
This is my best friend. She's a great person, and she's all about, I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be mean. She dated this guy for 5 years. It didn't work out. In the end, he was just terribly nasty. I always thought he was nasty from the start. I mean, it would be like 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. You want to get together for dinner, and then she wouldn't hear from him for 3 weeks. This went on for 5 years. Whatever. It is what it is, right? Anyway, so, you know, and then they got in a big fight in the end, and he blocked her.
What?
Yeah, he blocked her. Well, then he unblocked her and wanted to, you know, start this thing. And they've been having this thing going where it's just texting for a year. Now I guess he's decided that he wants to, he wants to drudge it all up again. He wants to get back into more of a quote-unquote relationship. And we'll just leave it at that. You know, more intimate, obviously.
Sure.
And, you know, she accepted a date with him, and then she was pining about, I really don't want to do this. We had this long conversation about it, and you know what? She finally, I was so proud of her. She said, you know what? I don't want to go back to that. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I think sometimes that hardest thing to do with saying, I don't want to go back to that, is the best thing to do.
A traumatic road, and why would you want to revisit that?
That's right. Christine, you know. our other love goddess here. What are your thoughts, Mama?
Let's bring in Christine right now.
Mama
and she
dog.
Is chomping at the bit.
No, I'm
Christine,
just finishing my muffin
chomp
for
in.
Those of you watching. I agree with both of you. And I think, you know, sometimes we're all raised to be so nice and so polite, but she's absolutely right saying she doesn't want to do it. You know, you can fool your mind, but you can't fool your body. And her stomach is telling her, don't do it. Mm-hmm. To me, there's no reason why she should reconnect with somebody. And that's not being, you know, unkind to somebody else. That's being, you've got to think of yourself, number one, in these positions. And I agree with your what you were saying about your friend, too, if you wanted to comment about that. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why people that are treated poorly by someone would even consider going back to them.
Exactly.
If you read it in a book, you'd think, why is somebody doing that? And then for whatever reason, whatever different, you know, whatever emotional baggage or experiences that she may have that make her feel, well, you know, she's got an emotional history with him. Mm-hmm. Whether it's good or bad, sometimes that emotional history just drags people back in. Never a good idea. If you know what? A lot of people don't understand, it's better to be by yourself than be with a jerk.
Absolutely.
And that's just to put it bluntly.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Be by yourself. Enjoy your own company.
Exactly. That whole nice girl thing is a social trap.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah. No, but that's good. Do you think, I just throw this, I mean, obviously the guy has a lot of issues. We know that. You know, maybe he's going to work through that himself. That's a separate thing. But do you think there are people that are and you know, you can't confuse niceness and politeness with what you want and honesty. Do you think there are people, though, that know that he may know that she's weak in this way? And
absolutely.
He's trying to,
absolutely.
So people will play on that,
and
right?
And there are also guys, and I've known that from talking to friends of mine, who have a string of girlfriends or women, and they're playing all of them at the same time. They're sort of keeping them in limbo because they like that freedom to do it and controlling these relationships.
Okay, a lot, yeah.
Bad.
Limbo.
Exactly.
Yeah. Be by yourself. And you know what? Don't be afraid to be not so friendly.
Exactly.
I tell people, sometimes talking to some of the younger people that work in here, I said, I don't understand. In the younger generation, I said, you guys are too accessible. You don't get it.
And I think I've heard you say that before, Christine.
Well, because I'm old and I know things.
Yeah, me
think
too.
About it this. When you're in middle school or junior high and you see your crush of the week and that crush maybe doesn't even acknowledge you, does that cool your ardor? No, it fans the flame.
Exactly.
That's human psychology.
That's right.
Be good to yourself.
Be good to yourself. And women, they are conditioned to prioritize other people's comfort. And I think that is a real thing. I've never really had that issue. I've always been more concerned about my own comfort first.
This is very surprising.
Yes, we concur.
Oh, wait a minute. Am I being called a narcissist?
No, you're not. You're just being called out for being honest.
Yeah, well,
that's a good thing.
But something for those who, break that cycle.
Yeah.
Know your own value.
Know what you want.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And by the way, protect the version of you that survived this, whoever you are. You sound like you survived a difficult thing. And I don't know what the tragedy was, but I do know that womanizing and drinking is not fun, right? Been there, done that. You worked hard to move past that tragic ending. And inviting that energy back, it sounds like it would be reckless. And I think you did the right thing. And I'm really grateful that you shared this story with us. And anytime you want to fill in as the lifestyle coach, just give us a call. Because obviously you've got it right.
Yeah.
And the clear no is a gift to both of you. And remember that.
All right, reach out to Francesca. Francesca, if someone has a question they would like answered on Love Bites, how do they do that?
They can go to my website, talkwithfrancesca.com, and click on Contact Me. And just want to mention that in our next segment, Wednesday's Wine, you guys who have questions and complaints, write in, because we're giving away two t-shirts courtesy of Millennium Printing, Wednesday's Wine. And I'm wearing one, and I'm telling you what, they're nice and comfy. So let's hear from you guys. 781-837-4900. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
And thank you for our anonymous writer-inner.
Yeah. Thank you, anonymous writer-inner. All right, get it in. And by the way, when we come back, we'll tell you how we get the shirt. So stay right where you are. Wednesday Wine with Francesca is next. And don't forget that text line is 781-837-4900. 781-837-4900. We'll get a check of traffic and weather and the Wednesday Wine just ahead on 95.9 WATD.